Shalom uvracha. We're continuing to appreciate the benefit of the rains. The past psukim described how the rains make the rivers and the lakes, and how they make the food for the animals and food for human beings, the basic necessities that we eat, and even the things like wine, oil, keep us happy and shining. And this pasuk is Yizbu Atzei Hashem. They will satiate, the rains will satiate the trees that Hashem made, Beroiv Rachamov, and the tall cedar trees that Hashem planted. How does the rain satiate the tree? By the rain coming down into the ground, makes it possible for different elements in the ground to be absorbed by the roots of the tree and brought into the tree. One of the most basic ones is nitrogen, which is necessary for producing the chlorophyll, which is in the leaves. And the chlorophyll in the leaves then takes the carbon from the air, carbon dioxide, and converts it to sugars, which is the energy of the tree, and eventually also to cellulose, which is the mass, the body of the tree, the trunk of the tree. It keeps the tree strong and constant upright position. Just walk down the street and look at the trees and appreciate this amazing factory that Hashem set up, which is so necessary for keeping the world going, the atmosphere going also, not only producing the fruit. Many of them don't produce fruit. But this chlorophyll, which is on the leaves of the tree, does an amazing thing. Aside from making it possible for the tree to live, it's also constantly taking carbon dioxide out of the air. Carbon dioxide is a gas, and it's transforming that carbon dioxide to the wood of the tree itself. But more than that, it takes the carbon dioxide out of the air, and at the end of its chemical reactions, sends oxygen back into the air, which is very important for the stability of the atmosphere, to have that carbon dioxide taken out and the oxygen put in. It's not good to many, many things, to the temperature of the world, even to the ozone layer, which protects us from dangerous rays of the sun, and many other purposes. And together with that, the amazing system of the roots deep into the ground, bringing the nutrients and the water all the way to the top of the tree. You have very tall trees, but it's all coming pumped up against gravity from the ground up to the top of the trees. A basic thing that causes that to happen is because there's that evaporation of the water from the leaves, and that causes a change in the pressure, which basically draws the water up through all these microtubules throughout the height of the tree. So the trees basically bring together the earth with its nutrient, the gases in the air, and the water, and putting these all together to create both the tree itself with all its purposes, like we mentioned before, and the fruit that come out of it, that combine even more things, that combine the various nutrients and minerals from the ground into the fruits, which give us many things that we need to live on. So this is something to pay attention. Atzei Hashem, these trees that were made with the midas of Chesed v'Racham v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this whole process that was set up by Hashem, we don't have to do anything. Hashem set up the rains to come down. He set up the earth, what it has inside, and the tree in between. And that keeps the stability of the world we live in. So once again, a person could just walk down the street and not notice anything. He walks down the street and looks at the tree, and he sees this amazing thing that Hashem created, with all this complexity, with those green leaves, and not just something that has color to it. Complex factories producing things and letting out the oxygen into the air. The root system, which we don't see, but it's generally as big as the tree is going up, the roots are going down. And all this is so we should have what we need. That we should have an atmosphere, we should have fruit, we should have a shade. The more we appreciate the chasadim of Hashem, the more peace of mind we will have, that Hashem He's making sure we have what we need. He's making sure the world is stable and our personal world is stable. It's just a matter for us to live with the stability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give ourselves that peace of mind to grow through what we have to do in the course of our lives.